3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning, Dr. I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Mary Taco. And Mary has been researching vaccines for over 30 years because of a personal involvement, and it's so vitally important that you have access to the information put forward by people who've really looked into the background of vaccination. Now, they tell us vaccines are certainly safe and effective. Well, some vaccines are effective. Many of them are absolutely not. But are they safe? Well, they can't really do any studies where they actually have children that they don't give the vaccines to, because everybody knows how valuable vaccines are. So it would be immoral to do a study where you compared vaccinated children to unvaccinated children. So they're just not going to do it. But they will tell us, they will assure us they're safe. The trouble is that the studies have been done comparing children who come from Amish and Mennonite communities with children who have been vaccinated, because, of course, the Ammonites, the Amish and the Mennonites don't vaccinate their children, and their children are far healthier. They're not dying of childhood diseases. The reason children died of childhood diseases was because of poor nutrition, you know, a century and a half ago, but they're not dying of childhood diseases. Their children are far healthier and smarter and more fertile and in every way, and they have far less disease. And they know very well, there have been studies done. They have studies, for instance, where Kaiser did large studies where they vaccinated children, but they didn't put mercury in the vaccines. And those vaccines where they put the mercury into, they had 27 times, not 27%, but 27 times more neurodevelopmental problems among those children than in children that didn't have the vaccinations. And what did the CDC do? When one of my friends got into their data banks and actually looked at their computer files, they destroyed the computer files. They are intentionally harming our children, ladies and gentlemen. And Mary has accumulated a tremendous amount of information, and that's why I want you to hear her. They know what they're doing. Now, the average doctor doesn't know. The average person at the CDC, if he wants to keep his job, he's got to keep quiet. There are people back there who know exactly what's going on. But when you work for the government, if you speak out, they will destroy you or they will kill you. And I will tell you, I personally talked to Dr. Bonnie Dunbar, who, of course, Mary has met. She's one of the world's leading vaccine researchers. And Dr. Dunbar spoke out against the hepatitis B vaccine and pointed out how useless it was and how dangerous it was. They threatened her life. And Dr. Bonnie Dunbar was forced to leave America. She lives in Kenya today. She and her husband bought the farm where they actually filmed the movie Out of Africa. And that is where she is living. One of the finest and most outstanding vaccine researchers in the world. And she has been forced to leave America because they threatened to kill her. And I'm not talking about imaginary things. Bonnie Dunbar personally told me that story. Well, with us this morning, Mary Talkle. And Mary, you pick up the story.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you so much for having me on once again. I have been, of course, screaming from the rooftops because of now it is back-to-school vaccine time. And so parents are being told all over the country that they have to get their children vaccinated in order to get them into school. And I think first and foremost, parents have to understand that in many, many states, you have waived vaccinations based on philosophical reasons or medical reasons, which is not always easy because you have to get a medical doctor to sign off, basically stating that your child would be further injured or was already previously injured from a vaccine. And then, of course, there's the religious exemption that all but two states allow. So parents need to really take the time to call their local health department, get a written copy of their law, and then ask them, how do I get my children into school without vaccinations, so that they know how to defend their vaccine rights. But I thought today that I would talk about the top 10 vaccine problems and just kind of go through them. And we certainly won't have time to discuss any of them in great detail. But as a researcher for years, I have my top 10 problems. Of course, number one is the safety. We know that ingredients are untested, both short and long term. Then there are no proper follow-up studies. Children are given vaccines. They're watched for a few minutes in the doctor's office, and then they're sent home. And, of course, parents, when they see a problem with their children after vaccinations and they go back to the doctor, they're often told that it is not related. But even in the studies that they do prior to introducing a vaccine to children, they usually only watch the kids for 3 to 4 weeks. So that is not proper follow-up. We don't know the long-term ramifications of all of these ingredients in the human body as a child grows and develops. We don't know if it can cause infertility. We don't know how these toxic ingredients that reach the brain and affect the gut are going to affect the health of children as they age and get older. So there are no proper follow-up studies. And then, of course, you mentioned they never compare the unvaccinated population with the vaccinated. And to me, that should be an ongoing study. We should do that with monkeys. And we should have been doing it with monkeys since the very beginning to see how unvaccinated, you know, primates do the vaccine. It's a great way to compare the two groups, and yet no one will throw any money towards those projects, and they won't even discuss it. And then Dr. Mark Geyer, as you mentioned, and Congressman Dan Burton discovered that there is a tremendous financial conflict of interest in all of the agencies in Washington. The American Medical Association, the Center for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as the Institute of Medicine, and of course all the insurance companies, all have conflict of interest. They all are invested in the vaccine program, and that is why it is so difficult for us to get any kind of research that goes outside the box when it comes to looking at vaccinations. The Institute of Medicine will only give grant money to universities that are willing to do the vaccine studies that are within their guidelines. And so all of the universities that put out vaccine research are only doing the research the Institute of Medicine will give grant money for. And therefore, if you want to do an anti or a... we'll come back.
Hold on, thought, Mary. We'll be back in just a moment here at... The American Freedom Doctor.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood@hotmail.com.
Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mary Taco. Mary, you go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The next big problem I see is that huge to political campaigns by pharmaceutical companies and special interest groups. And so, therefore, your senators, your congressmen, your representatives are often coerced into putting bills out that remove our rights. This is happening many times around the country where all of a sudden a bill will be introduced where they try to remove the philosophical exemption from a state, and the people are not necessarily aware, and the next thing you know, the state loses part of their philosophical rights against vaccines. Another problem is there's infiltration into our society on every level, our military, the school, workplace, medical profession, the laws, the courts, and the media. So we have all of these different areas in society promoting vaccinations and, of course, only showing the one side, the vaccine side. We have 164 companies worldwide producing billions and billions of dollars, and yet there's liability protection for all of these vaccine manufacturers. If your child dies or is injured, there's absolutely nothing you can do against the company, which is our government protecting private industry. And I just think this is criminal, because if your child is injured, you have to go through the vaccine compensation system. And what pays for the injury? Our taxes. There is a 75-cent tax done on every vaccination. So ultimately, the people are paying for the injuries caused by the drug companies, and yet the drug companies are off scot-free. And that's
yes, well,
why they're so powerful.
What's important to realize is that if you try to go before this vaccine court, you will have a terrible problem. It will cost you a fortune. It'll take forever. And very often, they rule against you again and again and again, because this is a government agency, and their whole idea is to protect the several billion dollars in the fund there, and they will not give you. You may have a child who is badly damaged from vaccination, and you won't get a cent out of the... And how many people out there are in a position to fight the federal government? That's what you're up against. So that's why the vaccine court and this whole idea is totally fallacious. Go right ahead, Mary.
I agree with you. The vaccine court, the judges on it, are appointed by the agencies that are there for the pro-vaccine people. So I have personally known people who have gone through this many years of process, and just it's grueling because you have to hire your own witnesses and your own professionals to go up there and somehow prove that a vaccine damaged your child. It is very difficult to do. And even if you have the best witnesses, such as Dr. Mark and David Geyer, they will ignore the testimony and for the vaccine people. And then if you do get awarded, which there have been, oh, I guess there have been many, many thousands over the years, but it's very secretive, the people who are awarded the money, they're gagged. They're not allowed to talk about it. They're not allowed to tell anybody how much money they got. And then the money is dispersed by the court system as they see fit. So the whole system is rigged against the people.
And you know what's happened to Dr. Mark and to Dr. Geyer? You know, I haven't been able to reach him for some time. I know they set out to get him, to destroy him. Have you had any contact with him recently?
Not in the last year, but I do occasionally call David and Mark. I actually had them come to Michigan, and I tried to do a fundraiser for them. Gosh, this would have been back in 2003. And I respected them so much. But you're right, Dr. Mark has been harassed. They've tried to take away his license. They've tried to say he isn't qualified. The man is a genius, and he did get to see that secret data base in Washington only after months and months and much money out of their own pocket to try to get in there. And this is even after Congressman Dan Burton ordered them permission to see this secret vaccine database. And when they did go in, they were not allowed to take in anything into this secret room that is, you know, somewhere in Washington. They were only allowed to take a pad of paper and a pencil. No cell phones, no computers, nothing. And I hope they write a book someday to talk about how they were harassed and the trouble they were given before they got to see this data. And then, of course, like you say, they came out, they said they found the smoking gun, and the data was completely destroyed so that we could never get access to it. But this whole vaccine program, I think, is the worst thing that modern medicine has ever put on humanity, and it will take us decades of mopping up, if we ever do have the chance to mop up. And Dr. Montes, I think now because we have three generations of children who are vaccinated, the children are being born right out of the womb with problems that we are now seeing in these kids. Before they even get vaccinated, we're starting to see all kinds of sensitivity issues to normal things in life that you and I never had a problem with.
Well, but if they are all vaccinated in the nursery today, almost every child is vaccinated for hepatitis B. Totally unnecessary, highly toxic, actually creates an autoimmune response to your neurological system, and one in every six children, according to the CDC, today, one every six children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. Let me repeat that. One out of every six children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. But they say they don't know why it is, but they can assure us vaccines are safe and certainly reliable. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to help us get the word out. They're destroying the minds and the bodies of our children, and they know what they're doing. At least some of them do. And believe me, they have an agenda. It's hard to believe anybody would want to hurt a child, but there really are people like Dr. Mengele, who, of course, worked within the German Nazi regime and of course, was helped to escape to South America by our intelligence agencies, and did come to America. I've talked to at least three people who met Dr. Mengele here. I talked to Colin Ross, who talked to a number of people who had met Dr. Mengele, and other people who had met Dr. Mengele when he was allowed to come to the United States. He was the one who did the distorted, terrible experiments on the children before they killed them in the Nazi concentration camps. But he, along with many other Nazis, came to America under Operation Paperclip. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. Who would hate a child? Ladies and gentlemen, we have people working within government today who hate children. Our government has this vaccination program, and it is not safe. It may be, in rare instances, effective, but it is certainly not safe. And I believe it does far more harm than good, because you never know what they put in those vaccines. You never know when they put the needle in your child, and it's all based upon trust. But do you really trust them? Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, a good example of conflict of interest in even physicians, for example, a very prominent doctor, Dr. Paul Offit, was previously on the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. He is a listed inventor on a cluster of patents in the United States and in Europe. He currently holds a chair with the Institute of Medicine at $1.5 million a year. He is an infectious illness doctor at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, an author of a book called Autism's False Prophets, and he says that theoretically, infants have the capacity to respond to 10,000 vaccines at any one time. Well, Dr. Paul Offit was on the advisory committee when the rotavirus vaccination was introduced. He actually owned the patent on the first RotaShield vaccine, and he received $350,000 from Merck to develop it. That was reported in the Wall Street Journal. That very year in 1998, he sat on the advisory board and voted it to be part of the vaccine program. 6 months later, that vaccination was pulled off the market due to intussusception of the colon. And you would think that Paul Offit would suffer some consequences of not only being one who studied the safety of it, recommending it on the advisory board, or to the advisory board, voting it onto the childhood program, and then children dying from intussusception of the colon, which is when the colon swells up and folds in on itself. Intussusception is a very serious problem that is found in one in many 100,000 children naturally, and they found so many children suffering with this, and the result is that the child needs to go and get part of their colon removed. Another way that they deal with it is they throw air into the colon to try to unfold it. But these babies are in excruciating pain, and many of them end up dying. Well, they threw the rotavirus vaccine on a year later. They did some tweaking to it, and it's back on the normal childhood programming once again. And Dr. Stan, when I looked at that vaccine and did my research, 51 babies died due to SIDS during the testing of that vaccine. And they always call it SIDS, sudden infant death. We don't know why babies die. They just suddenly die. But never do they take the time to do the proper autopsies to find out why these little babies are dying. But Dr. Paul Offit also earned at least $6 million as part of a $182 million sale by the hospital of its worldwide royalty interest in the Merck rotavirus vaccine. And Dr. Paul Offit is, I call him Dr. Paul Offit for Profit, because he comes out and says that people like myself and people like you don't know what we're talking about, that we're absolutely crazy, and that babies can get thousands of vaccinations and do just fine. And he is the spokesperson for the vaccine industry. He's on the news. The CDC quote him. He again works with Philadelphia's Children's Hospital. And I think Dr. Paul Offit needs to be woken up somehow. We need to pray that the veil fall off his eyes, because he is doing more harm than I can even imagine.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there and you're a supporter of vaccines, I'd love to hear from you and get your justification for advocating vaccines. But if you're an opponent of vaccines, or you know somebody who's had a terrible complication, give us a call, 877-254-7524. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're destroying the lives of so many of our children today. And we see the sudden infant death syndrome here. Children just suddenly die. It's interesting they don't see that in Japan. They used to. They used to see it just as frequently as we do. But then, of course, they were able to connect the giving of vaccines to the sudden infant death so that no infant in Japan gets a vaccine. You don't get your vaccines till you're 2 years of age. And voila, the incidence of death from shaken baby syndrome and from sudden infant death just almost disappeared in Japan. They have almost none of those conditions. Why? Because, of course, the vaccine was producing the hemorrhages in the brain, which were diagnosed as the basis for making the diagnosis of sudden infant death. And then the epidemic of shaken baby syndrome and the sudden death in children just where they just up and die. And they certainly, we have it here, very prevalent. They very, very seldom have it in Japan now, since the children don't get their vaccines till after 2 years of age. But they suppress this information. Anything, of course, which is against vaccines is totally suppressed here in America as they continue destroying the lives and the minds and the health of our children. Our number 877-254-7524. Mary, how can people get in touch with you, get your information?
My website is childhoodshots.com.
Childhoodshots.
Yes, childhoodshots.com. And I, like you, am a speaker.
Mary Talko, give us a call if you have a question or comment. Right here at the American Institute.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, and here it's again this morning, Mary Taco, our subject, how they're destroying the lives of our children with vaccines. Never forget, ladies and gentlemen, today in America, the incidence of asthma has exploded. 1 in 9 children has asthma. 1 in 11 to 12 children has severe allergies, and certainly a growing number of children have autoimmune disease. 1 in every 6 children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. 1 in about every 66 boys has autism, and their lives are shattered, and the lives of their families are shattered. And we do not see this, or we see it only very, very seldom in Amish or Mennonite children. And there have been studies done. We carry a book by Barbara Lowe Fisher of the Vaccine Information Center. And Barbara actually, her organization paid scientists at the University of Illinois to compare the health of children who are vaccinated with the health of children whose families were against vaccines and didn't have them vaccinated. And they found that the children who were not vaccinated were far healthier than the children who were vaccinated. Scientists didn't like what they found, but they were paid to do it, and they came up with an honest report, and the information is in Barbara's book, available from Radio Liberty, Barbara Lowe Fisher's book. Well, certainly if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. How do you feel about them? Do you really trust the government to take care of your children, or is it possible they have a different agenda? There really are people there who hate children, like Dr. Mengele, who just love to experiment on the children in Nazi concentration camps before he killed them. And I will tell you, as I said earlier, I talked to 3 people personally who said they met Dr. Mengele. Dr. Colin Ross, who practices the psychiatry, told me he had talked to 3 people. And other people I know have talked to people who met Dr. Mengele when he was allowed to come to America following World War II to carry on some of his experiments right here in this country. Well, basically, Barry was telling us about how you could get in touch with her. Once again, Mary, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, my website is childhoodshots.com, and I have a Facebook page that I post all kinds of information on throughout the week. It's just Mary Toko, T-O-C-C-O, and I have a professional page that people can like. And I post information about natural immunity, you know, things like information on acetaminophen found in Tylenol, the dangers of that, and many other health-related topics, as well as the latest going on in the world of vaccinations. So that would be my Facebook page. And I also, from my website, they can email me questions and comments. And like you, Dr. Stan, I am a public speaker. So I do anywhere from 2 to 4 hour presentation for anyone out there who's going to be hosting a health conference of any type coming up in the year 2013. I am open for that as well, because I'm on a mission to reach people about the dangers of vaccines and empower them to make an informed vaccine decision. So I really encourage people to go to my website. Because of Dr. Stan's program, this week I'm running a special on my DVD called Are Vaccines Safe? And they can simply go on the website and use the coupon code MARY, M-A-R-Y, and get 30% off of my DVD, which is up to 3 hours of my presentation, along with all the documentation, medical science and literature and research. And basically they can get it for 30% off. And I encourage them to do it and get it for their families, their friends, somebody who's pregnant. It's also about senior citizen vaccines. And now, of course, we have the flu vaccine that they're recommending every person on the globe gets every year. So it's much more than just childhood vaccines now. It is to the point where they are trying to force vaccinate the adults. In the state of Michigan where I live, right and in other states around the country, if you are a nurse or a doctor working at a hospital or a medical clinic, they are telling you you must get the flu vaccine or lose your job. So they are trying to take that next step of forcing the vaccinate. And my fear, Dr. Stan, is it's not going to end there. It's going to be the school teachers. Then it's going to be the bus drivers and the postal workers. And before you know it, we're all going to have to carry a vaccine card that proves that we're up on all our shots, or we won't be able to get on an airplane or take a bus or a taxi. So,
well, no, Mary, my understanding is that the vast majority of these influenza vaccines have mercury in them. Is that correct?
Many of them do. For a complete list of all of the influenza vaccines, you can go to a website, NoVaccine, and that's NoVaccine.com. And it's called the World Association for Vaccine Education, WAVE. And when you go there, you can actually pull up every influenza shot right now, and you will see that many of them still contain mercury. And the doctor will try to convince people that it's just a trace of mercury. Well, if you look at what a trace of mercury is, you will see that it's very, very, very dangerous still in a trace. In liquid water, 2 parts per billion, and that's with the B, billion, is the allowable drinking limit in water. 200 parts per billion of mercury in any other liquid renders it a toxic hazard. It actually has to be considered toxic hazard. The infant flu vaccination that was given to babies in the year 2000 and 2010, many of them had a trace of mercury, which is 25,000 parts per billion. And the adult vaccine, or the one given to larger children, was 50 parts per billion. So you can see that even a trace amount of mercury in a vaccine is still considered toxic and is very, very dangerous. And I just learned yesterday, Dr. Stan, that our infant mortality rates were, according to the infant mortality rates around the world, in the year 2008, we were number 38, and by 2009, we slipped to number 39, and I believe it's directly related to the flu vaccine given to pregnant women and also given to infants. So as you can see, they are killing our children.
And they know what they're doing. They always have a macabre sense of humor. Some years ago, they took the mercury out of childhood vaccines because they knew many parents were concerned, and so they wanted them to take the vaccine. So they took the mercury out of the vaccines given, of the childhood vaccines. But at the same time they did that, they mandated that the children be given the influenza vaccine, which is not a childhood vaccine. So they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, and then they mandated that the children receive a vaccine that contains mercury. Now, certainly it's not a childhood vaccine, it's a regular vaccine. So they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but they added it to the vaccines given to children. Boy, you got to have a macabre sense of humor to do that. Take their mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but mandate that they give children a vaccine that contains mercury. So basically the parents have no idea what's going on, and the doctors don't tell them because most of them don't understand. They're poisoning our children. Our number is 877-254-7524. What do you think? Are you concerned what they're doing?
Hear the shofar blast? Come and join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, Monday, September the 17th at 5 p.m. at E.V. Rains Park in North Glen in the Blue Spruce and Ponderosa Pavilions. Special speaker will be Dr. Lance Thomas. Praise and worship music with the Mendez family. Bring a delicious food dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. See you September the 17th.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Well, Doc, I'm here at American Freedom Network. I said this morning, Mary Taco. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Have a question, a comment? You agree? Maybe you think vaccines are certainly worth the risk. Would love to hear what you think, what you feel about this. Or is it possible that there is a population control agenda? If you've never read my population control agenda, just type that in on your computer, population control agenda. And my name, or just put that in, you'll pull it down, read it through, and understand what's really going on in the world today. It's out of date. I wrote it probably a decade ago, but it's still one of the finest things up there on the Internet to explain to you what's really going on and why we have so many children today with autism whose lives are shattered. They will never be the same again. Well, you go right ahead, Mary.
Well, I wanted to just go over a list of what vaccines still contain thimerosal, even in trace amounts, which I mentioned is still toxic for, especially for babies, but even for us it's toxic. The DTaP, which is the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine. The influenza Hib vaccine. The hepatitis A vaccine. Hepatitis B vaccine. The pneumococcal vaccine, polio vaccine, and the tetanus vaccine. All
we have
of those
a caller. Let's see who's calling in. Who's calling in?
Yes.
Hello, hey, Dr. Stan. This is Jim. I'm sorry to interrupt Mary
okay.
there, but you mentioned there was a study done that compared children that obtained vaccines versus children that didn't have vaccines. And how can you get a copy of that? Do you know?
You know what? It was done by Generation Rescue, and I'm going to look in my notes here right now and see if I can actually get a reference. But Generation Rescue did that study, and I'm going to try to find it here. I've got so many different presentations. I know it's in many of them. And but what they found was that the children that were vaccinated were, of course, much more likely to have asthma, learning disabilities, and also autism. But if you go to GenerationRescue.com, and you can even Google in survey, Generation Rescue survey. In fact, I'm going to Google it while I'm on the phone with you to make sure it comes up properly, and that'll probably tell us where the source is. But Generation Rescue survey, and you should be able to find that study. And
okay. And another place, of course, another study is discussed in Barbara Lo Fisher's book on vaccination, and we have that book, Barbara Lo Fisher's book on vaccination, where the Vaccine Information Center she leads actually had paid the people at the University of Illinois to evaluate two groups of children, one vaccinated, the other unvaccinated, and of course they found marked differences between them. So that's another source of information. So there you have the information.
Okay, I'll go ahead and hang up, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Information out.
Thank
they
you.
Know they're hurting our
Thank you, Mary.
You're yeah. welcome. Yep, here we go. I found it. That study, by the way, is on a website, leftbrainrightbrain.co.uk. So obviously the United Kingdom has it on their website somewhere. But Brad Hanley was commissioned to perform the poll, and it talks about how they did it. It was done in California and Oregon. They actually talked to, 11,817 households. They got data on 17,674 children, and from the ages of 4 to 17. And of the 17,674 children inventoried, 991 were described as being completely unvaccinated. So there you go. We have a nice group of unvaccinated children right there. And then you just go on, and they talk. It was 9,000 boys between California and Oregon. And again, if you just Google Generation Rescue Survey Results Vaccinations, you will pull it on up on a website, leftbrainrightbrain.co.uk. So I hope that answers Jim's question.
All right. Well, the studies are there. The government knows about them. But, of course, the wicked people who want to hurt our children or harm our children are doing everything they can to prevent the public from learning about this. I mean, parents would never do anything to hurt their children, but they are assured by government officials there's nothing to worry about. Vaccines are safe and effective. Well, vaccines are not safe, and in most instances they're not effective. And yet, of course, hundreds of millions of dollars are made every year from the sale of vaccines, but certainly even more than that. The vaccine companies don't trust their vaccines. That's why they got legislation passed so that you can't sue them if your child's life is destroyed. And, of course, instead of that, they have the so-called vaccine court run by the federal government with billions of dollars at their disposal, and yet they'll fight you. Initially, it was supposed to be a no-fault sort of insurance in case your child was damaged by the vaccines, and they acknowledge that's happened. But if you have a damaged child, you just try to get any money out of it, and they will fight you every step of the way. They'll bankrupt you, and you may well end up with nothing. A child whose life is destroyed, and of course you spend a fortune trying to get compensation, and they give you absolutely nothing. Mary, you go right ahead. We've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, great. This is just a great little tool that I encourage people to use. If somebody is really concerned about vaccines, or they're talking about vaccines, or they even believe in vaccines, ask them if we took an apple and we injected into that apple some aluminum, a little bit of cow pus, maybe some thimerosal, maybe a little formaldehyde, millions of viruses, and, of course, a little bit of aborted baby cell tissue, would you eat the apple? And anybody who says yes, obviously they're already vaccine injured. But when I ask doctors and nurses this, they often look at me like the deer in the headlight look, and they go, oh, my gosh, you know. I've asked nurses this, like, in a restaurant, whatever, when we're talking about vaccines, and they go, my gosh, no, I would never eat an apple like that. And I look at them and I say, well, how can you justify injecting it into your baby? Or into children. You see, we just have to apply some common sense into this whole theory of vaccinations, that when we eat things, it's different than when we inject things.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Mary Taco. Mary, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Talk to you shortly.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25. Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, I'm here at American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Mary this morning. Basically, I have a talk. It's called The Specter Haunting America. It's available on DVD. We'll give you an overview of vaccines, what I believe, and, of course, their benefits, their dangers, and the fact that you cannot trust them, because on many instances, they've intentionally put harmful material into the vaccines to damage the health of children throughout the world. In fact, they were actually doing this. They did this in India for a time until there was such an outcry that they had to actually suspend this. But they have these programs where they've actually put contraceptives in vaccines to prevent girls from being able to conceive. They knew exactly what they were doing. They just didn't want the public to know. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get my talk, on the specter haunting America, 1-800-544-8927. We carry Barbara Lo Fisher's book on vaccination. That's Barbara Lo Fisher's book on vaccinations. We have several short books. We have some very large books on vaccination. We have several four tape sets on vaccination. You need to get this information. We have Dr. David Geyer's videos on vaccines. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Learn about vaccines and learn how they're poisoning our children. And they know exactly what they're doing. This is not accidental. It's being done very intentionally. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It really gives you an overview of what motivates these people who want to harm adults, who want to harm children. Basically, of course, the older people, they insist on giving them a flu shot every year that contains mercury that contributes to their Alzheimer's disease and their dementia. They know what they're doing. And certainly the people in nursing homes are given those shots. And many of them come down violently ill after they get their influenza shot, and they never would have come down ill if they hadn't gotten the influenza shot. So you need to have the information, you need to understand what they're doing. Then if you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, you need to get that. We have a new talk out there on Agenda 21, the plan. Agenda 21, the plan. It's an hour and a half talk we've given, and you'll find fascinating information in it. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. They come with syllabuses. You need to understand there's a diabolical force out there that is using America, our financial and military power, to unite the world under a one world government in preparation for the coming of the Antichrist. And that is what motivates the leaders of our country, many of whom are homosexuals and pedophiles. And if you don't believe that, you need to get our 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, the video on the Bohemian Grove, the book we carry on the Bohemian Grove, and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that at the Bohemian Grove, they bring in little boys, little girls, to service the leaders of our country, the politicians and the financial leaders of our country who go to the Bohemian Grove every year for their decadent celebrations. In fact, it was Richard Nixon, if you listen to the White House tapes, referred to the group of fags going to the Bohemian Grove, but he went. Because, after all, he was only the President of the United States, and he wanted to run shoulders with the people who really ran America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We have a DVD, a 4-tape set. We have a book on Bohemian Grove. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll see you on the 15th of September when we're there in Denver. Till then, of course, we'll see you.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for Amikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's